Thank you for holding. Is this Cabral?
Yes.
Hi, did I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Cabral?
Yeah, Cabral, that's right. Yeah,
Cabral. Yeah, okay, right. Hi. Hi, my name's John. I'm the director here. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, it was Jim, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. And he asked me to jump on the line just to kind of go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google, or why are we reaching out to
you? Yeah, now you guys, are you guys with Google or a subsidiary, or how is this working? I mean, you guys, you're an employee for Google?
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner. So everybody that works here is Google certified. Basically, what happens, like, if you called Google and said you wanted to do advertising, right, you say, hey, I want to put myself on the first page of the search results, so that way I could generate some more customers and be a top recommended option. Usually what they do is they'll put you on a list of qualified candidates, and then they'll give it to their partners to call out and fill once a spot opens up. Once we fill that listing, we act as the customer service for that business owner, and we're maintaining that business profile for that business owner, so that way it's working properly, and that way you're seeing good return on investment from it, and everything's listed correctly. If you see good return on investment, then you're more inclined to continue to use it every month. So that's the role of the Google partners, basically. We help them maintain a reoccurring pipeline of revenue with every business that does the ads with us. Does that make sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was telling him that my biggest problem right now is trying to get help, so I don't know if I need more advertising. I probably don't, because right now I got like my leads on pause for 2 weeks because it's just too much work, not enough employees, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but,
I mean,
go ahead.
I
may cancel the contract with Angie if I can get enough leads just with Google, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a big reason why we gave you a call. So, like, Home Advisor by Angie, we saw you were using that, and you qualified for the position. And I know that Home Advisor by Angie actually uses this type of marketing, like they're on the first page of the Google search results, in order to get the leads that they sell to their customers. So it's like you're already paying for leads that are coming from Google or people who are searching on Google. But the difference is they charge you for each individual lead, whether you get the job or not. And they're also selling
right.
those leads to your competitors at the same time. You know, three or four guys
right.
get that one lead, right? So we're going,
right.
hey.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it confuses the customers, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going, hey, if you could see a value in doing that, you're already on that platform. You know, let's give them a call about first page placement, because if we list you here independently, you won't need to pay for those leads from the third party. The customers will be able to call you on their own, you know, right off the first page as a live call. It goes straight to you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't intercept mm-hmm. the call. We don't charge you per lead. It's just one flat monthly rate to have your business up there. So what mm-hmm. my guys have found that I work with is and who have used Home Advisor in the past, it's usually a lot more cost efficient, because you're not getting charged for each individual opportunity, whether you get a job or not. And usually there's more leads because they're calling you off the first page of Google directly, and more people are using Google than going to Home Advisor. About 90% of them actually pick from this section. So you're getting more leads. They're calling you directly, so they're a lot better quality, and it's more cost efficient. So it's just it beats it out. You know, I'm betting that if you compare the two, you know, it wouldn't take you longer than a month to really see the difference.
Mhm.
Mhm. So our services
are
okay.
Well, let's get down to the brass. Yeah. Well, let's get down to the brass tacks of the cost.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Here, let me dive into the pricing with you. Do you get texting on this number, Cabral?
Do I get what now? Texting?
Yeah. Can I send
I
a text message? Okay. So I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you a link to the pricing page. That way you could see it rather than me just tell you, because there's a lot of things that we do for you. It's not just
yeah,
because
I'm on the road. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, because I'm on the road right now, so I can't, you know, write things down and all that, you know.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah, this isn't our first rodeo. Everybody that we work with is a business owner, so, you know, we have a lot of things set up to be convenient for you.
So we spend half our life commuting. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. They're always in a car. I've actually sold a guy who's on a roof. I had a guy that was in a tree.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, so you know, it's just but we never know when these spots are going to open up. So basically, once it opens up, Google gives us the list of the companies that qualify, and we start calling out on it. So sometimes we catch them in a weird position, you know?
Right, but, right. So, if you'd have caught me about 2 hours ago, I was in an attic. I don't answer my phone in that kind of heat.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't either. That sounds horrible. You're all crammed in a small space. It's really hot. But there's different packages. So, like, the Pro, this one comes with a website, too. All of them are package deals, actually. So it's not just the first-page placement. You know, we put an emphasis on that because that's the moneymaker, and that's what's rare. You know, you have to have a spot available on the first page to put you on the first page. So, you know, that's the most important part of it. But we do build your website for you. All the packages have a .com website. Some of them have additional ads to cover a broader area, which I don't think you would need those ones. Or, like, the ones that have a Facebook ad, I don't think you'll need that either.
No, I know. I don't need all that. Right now, we're, like I said, we're a small outfit, so we stay. I try to stick to this county. Sometimes I'll go outside, but I try to stick to Madison County.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could put together a package for you, you know, try to make it as efficient as possible. Like, we have a Pro package on there. You'll see on our website, that one's advertised at $399. But because of your new in business credit, I can reduce that cost by 50%. So I can knock it down to $199 on a month-to-month basis if you wanted to do that, just to try it out and get your foot in the door and secure that spot. And then down the line, if you want to add the other stuff.
Yeah, I just got your text here. Okay.
Oh, okay. Took a while to come through. Yeah, if you click on it, and then if you scroll down underneath the Google Partner badge, you'll be able to see the packages that I'm talking about here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that when I pull over.
Yeah. There's okay. A Pro, a Platinum, and a Platinum Premier. So, you know, what I was thinking, though, is to put you on the lowest package, or the cheapest package, I should say, not the lowest, which is the Pro. And that one is Google, Bing. You have live U.S. client support. You get our popular directory submission. So it's covering you on, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, AOL, All Pages, Amazon, Alexa. You name it, it's an A to Z campaign, review monitoring, and then, of course, the .com website. So normally it's $399. Usually there's a setup fee, too, involved in there, but I'm waiving that setup fee, and I cut the price in half to $199 month to month because I'm taking into consideration that you're already invested in the Home Advisor by Angie's program right now. But again, you know, what I want to do is if I can get the pricing down to the bare bones minimum of that $199, it's like the lowest that we could possibly do. If I get your foot in the door, I'm really confident that you'll pick this over that long term. And that's really what I'm trying to do. It's not so much about you paying the highest price or getting you all these fancy bells and whistles. I just want to get you that first page placement and get your website built.
And how does that work, the nuts and bolts of all that?
Well, basically what would happen is I would secure the listing with you, right, so that way you get the placement. So I'll create your profile, secure that first month's payment, and then we'll do a client interview with you, and we'll also send out a PIN verification. So the client interview can be scheduled for, like, tomorrow or a better time for you, but right. Got to do that. We just interview you on the business, so all the services you provide, the service area, so that way we're getting you qualified leads. And then obviously we want to pick your brain on how you want the website to look. And then the PIN verification, right. Just a postcard, right? So we submit the profile to Google. Google will send a postcard to your home address or your business address, and they're just verifying that you're actually out here in Harvest. So they'll send that to your address. There's a 5-digit number that I get from you when you receive it. It's on the back of the postcard that comes in the mail, and then after we get that, you go live with it. So you just basically have to answer the calls as they come in, but you'll be able to see yourself at that time if you Google any of your services in your area.
Okay.
So really it would take like 2 to 3 minutes now, and then maybe like 30 to 45 minutes tomorrow at a set time, and then obviously call in when you get that PIN, and then after that, you're up there. You know, as long as you're consistently using us, we're maintaining that profile and keeping you up there, so you're just feeding off of the leads that are generated by that.
Yeah. So basically, people will look me up, like when I'm looking something up, like in Safari or Google, whatever, it's just up and up.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So yeah, exactly. It's just like if somebody typed in deck builder or custom decks or remodeling contractor, right? It's called a keyword search. So we give you 15 different keywords that we list you for at a time. So in the client interview, they're going to go ask you about all the services you offer. They'll give you the top recommended keywords, but you actually have final say on what services you're listed for. Anytime one of those phrases are typed in, they see you as a top option, and they'll have access to your number, the website, and everything. They can call you directly.
Right, so it's pretty much the same thing as Angie.
Well, no. See, what happens with Angie's, if somebody Googles one of your services, they have to scroll down past my guys, click on that Angie's program, and then even if they try to select you, it's not going to call you directly. Angie's will intercept right. that call, so that way they could sell it to three or four of you. So that person that goes right. to Angie's is going to get quoted by a bunch of you, and they're going to charge you a
right.
lead
fee. That's what's frustrating. Yeah, that's what's so frustrating, yeah.
Right, and they're going to charge you a lead fee whether you get the job or not. See, with us, we understand...
Exactly.
We live in a world of instant gratification. Most people aren't even going to Angie's and waiting for those 3, 4, 5 guys to call them, right? They just go right here. They do their own research. If I'm going to have somebody build a deck for me, this guy's got 5-star reviews right here. I could just call him and I could talk to him directly in real time, and that's what most people want.
Right. Yeah, that's probably what I should have done to begin with, but hindsight's 20/20. You know.
Well, we didn't even have a spot available, so don't beat yourself up about going with HomeAdvisor. You're doing the right thing. You should put yourself online. You know, the whole point of having a business is you should be accessible to your potential customers. So you're not doing the wrong thing, you know, putting yourself on there. We wouldn't even known you'd existed if you not put yourself online, too. So it's kind of a stepping stone, I guess you could say. But, yeah, I definitely think right. after a month or two of this, you'll probably look back and go, yeah, there's no point in me paying for leads anymore.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and give it a go then.
Yeah, you'll love this. Like I said, if you could do anything with that, this is going to be a whole other ball game for you. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, and I'm going to get that PIN verification letter sent out. What's your last name, Cabral?
C-A-B-R-A-L, Cabral. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's your last name?
That's my last name, yeah.
Oh, what's your first name?
First name is Louis, L-O-U-I-S.
Oh, okay, L-O-U-I-S, okay. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's your email address?
Well, that's part of it. He hasn't invested enough, so I'm still coming in mind.
Okay, as long as nobody's going to call me up going, hey, what the heck, you know, but... I'm going to give you my direct number, and I'll work with you directly moving forward. So that way, if you have any questions.
Like I said, I'm in a vehicle. You think you can text that to me?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to get you everything. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay. All right.
Here. Hold on 1 second. I'll do that now instead of moving forward with everything. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's coming
that way
in.
I can say all that good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'll text everything over
again.
To you. And then I'll also email it to you.
Did you send your name with the text?
Yeah. Yeah. My name's Jonathan, but I go by John.
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
What's
I think
name?
You should have. Last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. And I'm the director
okay.
here.
Okay.
So
I know way too many. Yeah.
No, I hear you.
I only have 11 Johns in my phone.
I know how it is. I went through my whole life. With people doing that, and even in school. Hey, John, and there was like 3 of us in one room.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm like, let me guess, you got a Christian family, huh? They named you John. all right, well, I sent you that. I need your business email address so I could send you everything in writing as well because I've given you those discounts.
Okay, it's so you don't have it. You didn't look at my website, obviously. Okay, so it's
no,
everything is small case. LLOUISROCKS@iCloud.com.
All right.
It's like Lewis Rockford, but with the 2 L's.
2 L's. I got you. Okay. All right, Lewis. And then you can only have one phone number listed on the first page of Google for the customers to call your business. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then how did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, this is not like Angie's, right? Because with Angie's, I had to stop this turning on leads at 12:01 and midnight, you know, so, but,
No. So this will have set hours, and then there's like a little call icon there, and if it's outside of your business hours, it turns red. It lets them know, like, hey, I'm closed.
Yeah, I mean, we have weird hours because sometimes we've got to rely on weather and people's schedules, so you can put out 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then how did you want to run that? You want to go, like, Monday through Friday, or you work the weekend?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yeah, I mean, unless the customer really wants you there. But, yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Okay, I can set up Sunday as, like, by appointment only. So that way they could call you, but
yeah,
you're not expected to work.
Exactly, yeah, by appointment. Yeah, because I do estimates on Sunday sometimes, yeah.
Okay. And then I have the PIN verification address is at 890 Yarborough Road. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yes. That's it.
Okay. Did you want me to hide the address, or are you okay with it being displayed?
No, because I have my basement is my office, and I don't want people showing up to my house. So, the phone number is better.
Okay. I'll hide the address. Just so you know, though, on the listing, it'll still say Harvest, and it'll still have the state and zip code on there. It just won't have the street address, and I'll turn off the turn-by-turn direction, so that way you don't got to worry about them coming to your house or anything.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then, I got your hours.
I already have too much traffic, and I live out in the country. Everybody's nosy, so they already think I'm dealing drugs or something because people show up all the time. You know, so I don't want more traffic. I'll go to them. You know.
Yeah, exactly. You're in an industry where you're always going to them, so that's why it's optional. You don't have to have it up there. So we're going to build a .com website for you. We're actually going to purchase like a domain name, like a lnlrepairs.com. And then, actually you have your own website, right?
I do with Angie's, yeah.
Oh, it's with Angie.
That's with Angie's list. I started with, they've married each other, so Home Advisor Angie's, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so that's on their platform only, though. I'm thinking, like, 2 months from now, if you cancel that, then you might lose that website then, too, huh?
Okay, yeah. My plan all along has been thinking, because I'm getting more business by word of mouth. The problem is getting employees. But, I would like to divorce Andy.
Okay, so I'm gonna build a site from scratch. Do you have a logo already, or like photos of work that you've done in the past that I could use?
Yeah, you know
what
we could do. What we could do is when we set up the phone, whatever,
client interview,
all that. I could show you the pictures of like my business card and that, like the things I'm inside of my trucks and stuff.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I sent you the email. So if you have time to do it this evening, you know, feel free. But I texted that to your phone there, so that way you have that email address. You could just kind of go through the photos and then send them to that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then for the client interview, what time works best for you tomorrow?
The later the better. Like, how late do you guys work?
I got a 5 and 6 o'clock available tomorrow, and I got 5 and 6 or 4 and 5, basically. Those are only the latest ones.
Okay. The six. You said between that would be between 5 and 6.
Yep. It's between 5 and 6, and then I'll send you a calendar invitation to your iCloud. And I'll also send a text message 1 hour before, so about 4 o'clock, just to confirm.
Yeah, the 5 and 6 is the best, yeah.
Okay, so I'll lock you in for that. And then, like I said, I'll send you a text about 1 hour before just to make sure that it's still good for you. If anything pops up or changes, let me know at that time. I could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it done as soon as possible, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, I don't like wasting a day. Never good.
Right, never waste an hour.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I don't even remember the last time. No, it really is. I mean, one whole day of being on the first page versus not could be, you know, thousands of dollars of opportunity. Okay, so I have the business profile set up. I got the client interview confirmed. I sent you an invitation there to your iCloud, so you should get that here shortly. And then last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment of the $199. So how did you want to do that?
Let's see. I probably should put it on my business account.
Right. Marketing with Google is a write-off for you. So that will be listed as a business expense.
Right.
I'll send over, like, the invoice receipt and everything. That way you could forward it to your CPA.
Yeah, but that means, but you want a card though, right? A credit card?
Yeah, it could be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. So, you know, if the business account is set up that way, that would be the best way.
Yeah, the thing is that I seldom ever use my business account except to deposit money or to write checks. So I don't have an actual credit card. But it's all connected, so I can just use my debit card.
Yeah, I still send you over the invoice receipt, too, so you'll still be able to write it off. We email those
over. Yeah, so as long as I can write it off my taxes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll still have it. Okay. So you said it was a Visa?
I don't suppose I could use my Lowe's card and get points. No, that's probably what works.
Well, I mean, if it's a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex, you can.
Well, let's see, because I got contracting cards with, let's see if it's a Visa.
It'll usually say right on it.
No, it's just a Lowe's card and a Home Depot card, blah, blah, blah. Okay, never mind. Okay, so let me use the Visa for my debit.
Okay, right. And is it under your name? Your name? So just
this is a secured line, correct?
Yeah, you're on a secured line. We're also going to process this through a VeriSign secure database. So once I input your information, it's encrypted. It'll basically like cross all the numbers out so that I can't even see it again.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of scams now. That it's,
No, I understand. I'm going to send you everything in writing too. We're totally legit. We've been in business since 2004, so I don't think we'd be around if that even happened one time.
No, I've been getting these checks, like, you know, if it's a, like, $100 check, you might have forgotten about some little job, but, like, $4,000 checks, and then they bounce. And I don't know if it's people trying to get my bank information or what. It's weird. So, anyway, I'm paranoid now. Okay, this is a Visa card.
Okay, and then it should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4430.
4430.
4100.
4100.
Right, 9795.
8238. 8238. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0224.
And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
326.
326. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification, and I'll have you off the line here in just a moment. If I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
I'm good at interrupting.
Okay. I like that. I always tell people, hey, closed mouth, don't get fed, you know? So no questions or dumb questions. If you don't know, just ask, and I'll rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
L&L Repair and Remodeling.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Lewis Cabral, proprietor.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today? Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything additional after today. Like, we know what you're already using, too. You don't have to cancel them. That's up to you. But we're just saying, like, if you're going to add something after today, let us know about it. So that way, you know, you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating any listings or somebody's not messing with your website and we don't know what's going on. So.
Right.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do ask you to try it out for 2 months, especially when you're just starting out a campaign before you, like, hard evaluate it. But it is month to month, so you're only going to pay 1 month at a time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 1st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's going to be for the pro package. Okay, I've included a .com for you at no extra charge. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming indefinitely. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the first day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $199. That won't go up or change on you ever.
Okay, I was going to ask about that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So no, it'll stay at one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I mentioned that part. So you're keeping this discount as long as you're with me. It's not just the first month, and then you're going back to the regular pricing once I see you're making money, right? It's just going to stay at $199.
Okay, and then maybe I can divorce Anthony. Okay.
Oh, definitely. I'm telling you, after a month or two of this, you'll definitely be like, okay, this is pointless. Why am I paying per lead? You might even notice some of those leads are somebody that you already worked with. They're so late on.
That's like, I'm super confused because all of a sudden I get a lead through Angie and they say, I never called Angie. I don't know how they got my number, you know, so it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, Angie's is, they got some stuff out. If you look up Federal Trade Commission, like FTC versus Home Advisor, I don't want to professionally bash them. Like I said, we're on a recorded line, but it's definitely worth, you know, taking a couple minutes to look into that. Let them know you're aware of that. They may be, you know, once you're aware of that and you call them up, I'm pretty sure they might just go ahead and refund you, you know, if you threaten to kind of add to that
list. Well, I call them every other day because, like, they'll give you a lead and somebody else got it, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to pay for something. I mean, you gave it to two other guys, and they got the job, and I didn't even call them, and they already got it. You know, it makes no sense. So,
right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking, that's another whole different.
Yeah, that's something we could talk about on the side, though. I want to make sure that you're in the green, because if they're still on board, it might even make it so you're losing money, and then all of a sudden we lose you, you know? I don't want to be offsetting what you're investing with us and what you're investing with them each month. So, but it does state here in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time because it's month-to-month and you're not binded to a contract. There are no cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you let us know before the first day of that month so that way we could stop that billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right, so you should be receiving some welcome text messages here.
Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of them right here.
Okay. So at the bottom of all these messages, you're going to have a direct number for our customer service department. And all the emails are going to have my direct phone number. So it's the same extension that I texted to you earlier. I will be here to assist you throughout the campaign. Like I said, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you could call in directly. We have 24/7 customer service, and then I'm also here from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay, so you'll be my go-to guy.
Yeah, exactly, until you're comfortable. You know, I don't want to be bugging you when you're out on the job and everything, but in the beginning I'll be bugging you just to kind of make sure we got everything set up. Once the website and everything's set up and running and I've seen you've gotten a couple customers from it already, you know, I'll back up and let you do your thing.
All right, I don't mind constructive bugging.
Yeah, it's all constructive bugging in the beginning, right? But most of the constructive bugging will be done at the client interview at this time tomorrow. So that's the thing I want you to keep in mind, you know, is the client interview I got scheduled between 5 and 6, and then you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing there in a text message. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Go through that, and then at the bottom it'll ask you to sign your first and last name. Make sure you do that, though, because that's how we're going to lock in your pricing structure, and then you'll have a hard copy of it on file that you're getting all those contents in that agreement for the $199, and we'll have a hard copy of it, okay, so that way there's no confusion. Yep.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, because if I leave here 5 years from now and you're still with us, I want to make sure you still get the same deal. They're not going, hey, what the heck, you know?
Right.
So that's important. I've been here 10 years, so I don't know if I'll be here in 5 or not, but I'm hoping. What was that?
You're probably thinking about retirement then.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I still got a ways to go. I'm only 30, you know? But I started working here before I even finished college, actually. I interned here, so I was doing this at night and then doing the six-month internship when I was going to school during the day. So
there you go. Yeah,
yeah, but I've been here since I was 20. It's a long time. So, I mean, I know how to do this better than anything else, but I have two companies on the outside of this that I've used the marketing for, and my father-in-law is actually managing for me, and that's going well. So I'm hoping at some point.
Okay, so you're going to call me when you need some remodeling for your house and put in a pool or whatnot.
Well, the pool, yeah, but you're going to the pool,
no, I don't
yes.
Pool. I don't install pools. No.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like the painting and I have tree services already as the two companies that I have on the side, so it won't be for painting or trees. But the rest I can
if
help
you need
with.
A deck, give me a hold. If you need a deck, give me a hold.
Yeah, a deck with a gazebo is definitely in the plans at some point.
Oh, we
got
gazebos.
Yeah, I got these two little boys that I'm trying to put in this, get their school funds situated first, and then I'll start
And we customize dog enclosures. I mean, we're branching out. Maid service, you know, we do a lot of things. Hey, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's more to dive into. But thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just let me know. Other than that, enjoy your evening, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow for that client interview between 5 and 6.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great night.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye.